We continue with District 3. The next three communities are actually four that we're looking at are nestled in the San Bernardino Mountains. Arrow Bear and Running Springs have the same zip code, so we will be using the same data for both of them. Arrow Bear has a population of 723 and Running Springs 4,000. Contrasting their stats between 21 and 22, their overall crime grade went from C to B+, violent D+ to C, property B- to B+, and other from D+ to B+. All four improved. Frequency went from every 2 days and 8 hours to every 2 days and 10 hours, so a slight improvement there as well. The top issues they face are vandalism at 8% and burglary at 6%, so not even above the 10% range there. Green Valley Lake, on the other hand, has a population of 340. They are surrounded by quite a few retreat centers and are 4 miles off of Highway 18, sort of in a hidden area. With that in mind, they had hardly any improvement. Last year, they were F in all categories. The only thing that improved was other crime to D-. The frequency went from every 7 days to every 2 days. So that got worse. Their top issues are the worst in the county. For theft, it's at 159%. Yes. Drug crimes at 39%, which is extremely high for our county as well. Burglary and assault. Assault is one of the higher ones as well for 13%. Rim Forest had an overall crime grade of from C to B+, violent C to B+. Property B- to B, and other D to B. So all of theirs improved, thankfully, and they have a population of about 760. Their frequency went from every 34 days to every 28, so an area for improvement that needs to be prayed for. Their top issues is vandalism at 10% and burglary at 6%. Father, we lift up these communities. First, we thank you for each one that improved as we united in prayer for all of these communities last year. We thank you for those that were able to apprehend, stop, and prevent crimes from happening. We thank you for the churches that have reached out, for the laborers that have gone into the harvest. But we lift up Green Valley Lake and we put a hedge of protection around it. We ask God that the fear of God would come upon that community and there would no longer be thievery. Your word says the poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. So we pray, Father, that those who are planning and are taking things from one another, that they would be stopped, that the citizens would create some sort of a communal watch group, a neighborhood watch, and would report things. And even though it probably is a distance for the sheriffs to get there, maybe they could create some place, something that would help that fear be reinstated, that healthy respect for the law. We also pray, Father, that their drug crime will go down as well. In this hidden away place, we pray that people will not be satisfied, but they'll be sick of it, and that the fear of fentanyl deaths would keep them from even taking it. So, Father, we put a hedge of protection, the blood of Jesus around this community, and we just stop the work of the enemy and pray that you will be glorified. Use the church, that's the couple of churches that are there, to minister to the people in the area. And may we see a great improvement, and we will praise your name for it in Jesus' name.